Winnipeg, Manitoba, one of the great arts destinations on the continent, as I'm rediscovering. And I'm at the Manitoba Theatre Centre, and I'm talking to Zaz Bayan, who's the general manager of the MTC. And Zaz, I want to start with a bit of an editorial comment on my part. In the travel industry, we've gone through, since 9/11, a real change. We've gone from a prepackaged world, a prepackaged travel experience, to a need and a desire on the part of a lot of people, especially in the 50-plus demographic, to personalize their travel and to explore areas of interest of their own. Theater travel is a huge part of the travel industry now. Winnipeg is a theater destination. Can you just start with an overview? How did Winnipeg become such an important theater destination?
Well, because of the founders originally, John Hirsch in particular and Tom Henry. John came from Hungary. He was a refugee and escaping the concentration camps, and picked Winnipeg because he looked at the map when he arrived in Halifax and said, where's the safest place? And he picked the middle of Canada, and he figured by the time it would take a long time for the tanks to get to Winnipeg. He moved here, and he was the driving force, the energy that created the Manitoba Theatre Centre. And he had a vision of what turned out to be a regional theatre. Nothing like that existed. And then when we were created in the late 50s, the Ford Foundation sent a number of people from the States to Canada to look at the Manitoba Theatre Centre, to use it as a model for a regional theatre. So John Hirsch had this incredible energy, and he wanted to create theater here. And he brought the Winnipeg Little Theater, which is an amateur group, and his company, which was Theater 77, which was 77 steps from Portage and Main, which is the main intersection. And they merged together in 1957 and created the Manitoba Theater Center. And the rest is history.
And on that theme of regionalism, a lot of our listeners and readers may not be too familiar with Canadian history and the East-West evolution, also called the Laurentian School of Canadian History, the evolution of Canadian history and society, but that we are a very regional nation, and that poses challenges. But in terms of Winnipeg being a regional theater center, it's also a unique expression of Manitoba and of the prairie experience. Can you talk to that issue?
The people here either support you or you don't, and the Manitoba Theatre Center has deep roots in the community. There's always been a theatrical tradition and an entrepreneurial sort of mindset, because people who came here had to survive incredibly cold winters before there was central air conditioning, before there was heating and everything else. So they had that pioneering spirit. And there was a lot of tourists, vaudeville shows and things that came up. I mean, Charlie Chaplin played here. Bob Hope played here. Actually, this is where Bob Hope learned how to golf. He never golfed before he came here. So there was a vaudeville circuit that came through here. But it wasn't, and there was a number of little companies on and off, but it wasn't until 1957 with John Hirsch when he decided it was going to happen. And that's where, and he got a number of individuals in the community interested and supporting this organization. There wasn't very much, and there wasn't very much work for actors. They had to work at Stratford or the Manitoba Theatre Centre, and there was a lot of summer stock. There was nothing else in the country. I mean, it's hard to believe today with so many regional theaters throughout North America that this was the beginning. This was, you know, the genesis of Canadian theater.